This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
A very exciting project to be able to come over to Cambridge and capture some very historic buildings that, you know, many of us have seen on the TV before. We were really excited to get down there. We were asked by the team to come along and capture a 3D virtual tour. So a 3D virtual tour allows you to walk through probably up to around about 1,000 individual 360s and explore Trinity Hall as if you're there in person. So it's a very, very extensive tour. It gives people access to areas that maybe they couldn't even see if they were there in person, because they may be in use or they may be out of bounds. But it really gives people an immersive being there experience, which, of course, at the moment, given what's been going on with COVID and limited access and things along those lines, is hopefully going to mean a great deal to Trinity Hall.
So what kind of things will they see on this virtual tour?
So they can pretty much see everything. It's a real access all areas experience. You start off in the Porter's Lodge, which is the grand entrance that everyone will go through. And then you'll walk through the courtyards. You'll go through their music gallery. You'll go through the chapel. You'll go through to the hall, to their superb library, which sits looking over the river. You can walk all the way through into all the spaces that you would go if you were a student. And also, more importantly, if you were staying there, if you were staying on site, you can also walk through the bedrooms, see the accommodation, which, you know, may be in use if you were to do it in person. So all of the areas that you'd be interested in, as somebody that was going along to study there, you'd be able to walk through as part of this tour.
Sounds amazing. And how long does something like this take to put together?
That's a good question, because there's lots to it. All of those individual scan points, the building of the 3D model, which sits underneath it, which is called the Doll's House, All of that takes time. So you're gradually working your way across the building. You're painting a picture, if you like. You're painting a picture with all of the 3D readings, which you then color in with all of the photography. So it's kind of like a giant coloring by numbers as you're gradually working your way across the site. And this one took, I think, 2.5 days. But right. We needed some very, very early starts in there, because the way that the cameras work, they rely on a bank of infrared sensors. And what that means is when you're capturing some of that outdoor work that's linking the different parts of the building together, you need to do it very early in the morning before the infrared levels from the sun get too high. So you need to capture really, really early, which in the summer is great because you're able to start at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and there's nobody around. Slightly more problematic in the wintertime when the sun is, you know, having a lie in and not coming up till 8 o'clock. But yeah, this particular one took us 2.5 days.
And how many people are involved in making it?
Less than you think, actually. When you're actually on site and you're capturing, because the camera spins around, the camera doesn't store any data. The data is stored on the iPad, which is connected to the camera via Wi-Fi. The camera spins around, takes the 360, gathers the 3D data, and then transmits that to the iPad. So because of that, you can only have one person, because it's one tour, gathering all of this data onto the iPad, which is all then processed. So the on-site team is just a single person with a camera that spins around and an iPad. You just got to be very good at getting out of the way of the camera.
Presumably, it's completely driven, if I can use that term, by the person who's taking the tour. You can go wherever you want. It's not like watching a video where it's a set thing in a set order. You have complete control.
Yeah, infinite possibilities. You can walk over and explore all the parts that you want to see that are relevant to you.
I'd like to hear more about Venue View. Tell me about some of the other places where you've created virtual tours.
We've been very, very lucky, is said in inverted commas, if you like, because we've all been aware of the challenges over the past couple of years. But what that's meant for us is that there's been huge demand for what we do, given that putting people in a location virtually and allowing them to walk around has had huge benefits for hotels and venues, for schools, care homes. So we're just one of those businesses over the past couple of years that's been sort of right place, right time, I guess. And we've been able to put people in places where they couldn't normally go. And that's led us to places all over the world. You know, over the past couple of years, we've captured tours in Berlin. We did the Brewdog in Berlin. We did a charity in Virginia. Only 3 months ago, we were shooting the new UK pavilion at the Dubai 2020 Expo.
Wow.
So it's really taken us all over the world. But I would say our primary sort of core business is the ones that I just mentioned there, your hotels and venues, schools and care homes in the UK, which want to give people a way of seeing inside without actually being there in person.
And how did you get to be doing this kind of thing? Do you have a background in video making, that sort of thing?
Weirdly, no. I was actually looking for a house, and we stumbled across this technology being used in the US. And we said, people in the UK are going to love this. Let's import this into the UK. So we did that, and then we left our jobs. Went into this both feet first, and then realized that nobody did want it. The estate agents in particular, and this was 5 years ago when we set up, estate agents were very set in their ways. They thought that, giving people a virtual tour wasn't the way, because it was all about building relationships and you needed to do that in person. So it was very hard to crack that market, which is why we flipped and went down the hotels and venues market. That was what we did. That was 5 years ago. But before that, I was an area manager with Coral the Bookies. So you couldn't get farther away from what I was doing versus what I'm doing now.
Keith, it's been fascinating talking to you, and you're involved in some great work. You've done a fantastic job at Trinity Hall. I wish you all the very best for the future. I don't think you're going to need it, because I think you're going to continue to fly. And thanks for coming and chatting to me today.
Thanks so much, Ian. Have a good day.